Following a Wall Street surge on Friday, the markets stalled out today, sort of like we said they would. It's the Business News headlines for Monday, the 14th day of October, and happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian listeners. Amazon has a new weapon to take out the competition. We'll tell you about that. It's the 29th day of the UAW strike against General Motors, and we've got an update. American factories in decline, and the trade war is just part of the reason. That frozen mac and cheese at Panera? It's Mac and Cheesegate. Those stories and more, plus Laura Kennard with business events this week in the Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, Canada. Edition of the business news headlines. Well, it's not like we have a crystal ball or anything, but if you listen to our Friday newscast regarding the markets as well as our Sunday broadcast on News Talk 1540 KXEL, you'll note that we questioned the U.S.-China deal that President Trump talked about from the Oval Office, which of course led to a massive uptick in the markets on Friday. Our question then and today is, what are the details? And as of this writing, nobody seems to know. And today, the market stalled out. CNBC learned through a source that China wants to have additional trade talks before signing what President Trump declared as a very substantial Phase 1 deal. And it's not clear if the additional talks will take place in Beijing or in Washington. Trump said the Phase 1 deal was a success, but China's characterization of the outcome was far more muted. Chinese state media said both sides made substantial progress, but did not use the word deal when describing the outcome. In other words, stay tuned. Vox is reporting that Amazon has something new that the company says will nix competition. It's a pretty bold statement, so what's the deal? Well, over the past few months, Amazon has removed several barriers that previously made it difficult for customers to purchase a single sub-$5 item on its own. The result is a flood of low-priced items like a $2 roll of dental floss or a 75-cent makeup brush now made available to Prime customers with free one-day shipping. The changes could have huge ramifications for retailers like Target or CVS, where one-off purchases of consumer-packaged goods are common. At the same time, the moves could add to complaints that Amazon engages in anti-competitive behavior, although current laws typically protect companies that keep prices low for consumers. Until recently, somebody looking to buy a single item like a stick of deodorant would have to jump through some hoops on Amazon to get it. Maybe they'd even have to buy a four-pack of deodorant in order to make the economics work for Amazon. All of that, though, has changed, and that could change a lot. It's the 29th day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, and there are no signs that we're nearing the end. However, this past weekend, the UAW boosted strike pay for its workers from $250 a week to $275 a week. The motion also allows members striking against GM and Aramark to take on part-time jobs without reducing strike pay as long as they maintain their picket line duty. Previously, part-time work that exceeded strike pay would void that strike pay. It's a sign the UAW is digging in for the long haul, and there are still wide differences in the proposals from the union and the automaker. American manufacturing, by all means and all indicators, is in trouble, and for a host of reasons. We've got the trade war with China, the auto strike against General Motors, the Boeing 737 fiasco, all of which raises fears that the U.S. manufacturing productivity levels could once again drop in October. On top of all that, the New York Federal Reserve's GDP forecasting model estimates GDP growth of 1.3% in the fourth quarter compared with just 2% in the third quarter. While it's true that American consumers have broadly remained strong throughout the turbulence of the year, the trade war has also begun to show up in confidence surveys. Together, this doesn't bode well for consumer data in the fourth quarter, even though Friday's University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey was better than expected, with fewer survey participants mentioning the trade war. Nearly a third of people, though, still brought it up as a concern. And the reason that it's not really fully impacting consumers is that many importers and wholesalers and retailers have swallowed the cost of the tariffs so far. CBS News is reporting that a former Panera Bread employee who showed a video of the fast food's mac and cheese being packaged and frozen is out of a job. Shared on the app TikTok with a caption, "Exposing Panera," the short video, which has amassed more than 6 million views, shows a plastic packet of frozen mac and cheese being dropped into boiling water, cut open, and then poured into a bowl. A woman with a Panera Bread cap then gives a thumbs up to the ready-to-serve meal. The woman in the video, she announced on Twitter that she lost her job. According to Panera, it sells more than 3 million mac and cheese servings a month. Its mac and cheese, according to a press release from last year, is, quote, made with 100% clean ingredients, free from artificial preservatives, sweeteners, flavors, and colors from artificial sources, end quote. Doesn't say anything about prepackaged and frozen, obviously. Privately held by JAB Holding, Panera operates more than 2,300 bakery cafes in the United States and in Canada. The Washington Post writes about a very controversial restaurant pricing effort that's shifted the responsibility from employer to customer in subsidizing the salary of their workers. At the core of the issue is that restaurant owners believe that they'll lose business if prices more accurately reflect profit margins. In other words, if the restaurant can't make a profit at $10 for whatever they're serving, they fear that raising the price to $11 will drive customers away. So what are they turning to? One change is in tipping. The automatic addition of tips to bills and other tactics have obliged consumers to tip regardless of the level of service. Critics argue that this approach reduces price transparency for customers and that businesses should instead be upfront about the true and full cost of their services. Another negative thing that this might entail is that diners may balk at this 20% tip arrangement. And servers, if they've really done an outstanding job, they're going to get 20%. Maybe they would have gotten 25% or higher. Something to watch. And finally, there is this. Danish brewer Carlsberg is developing the world's first paper beer bottle. The Copenhagen-based company has unveiled two prototypes made from substantially sourced wood fibers, both of which are fully recyclable and feature an inner barrier to ensure that they can carry beer. The company says it's joining forces with Coca-Cola, L'Oreal, and Absolut to develop the bottles, all part of its commitment to reach zero carbon emissions and to reduce its full value chain carbon footprint by 30% by 2030. Bottoms up. Hey, just a click away, it's Laura Kennard with business events in the greater Des Moines Metro. Stay with us on this edition of the Business News Hour. And once again, happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian listeners.